Today, we'll be reading Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 25. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, teach us from your word. Help us to hear and listen and obey. Lord, open our hearts to receive what you are saying. Prepare our hearts so that when we hear, we will understand, and we will learn more about you, and that we will follow you. Lord, just use your word in our lives today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 25. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they schemed to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or there may be a riot among the people. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad, and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." All right, in today's reading, we see several things. Jesus is in his last days before his crucifixion. And he knows it. He knows what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And he is ready for it. He is prepared. He's not trying to run away from it. He knows this is going to happen because this is the plan. This is why he came. And so the chief priests and the elders, the leaders, they decide it's time to have Jesus killed. They are, I think, jealous of his they are jealous of his popularity. They are afraid of him in some ways because he is challenging their authority. Many people are following him, and it is a challenge to them as they are the leaders, and they don't like that. And so they decide it's time to kill him. Now, before this happens, Jesus goes and he is at the home of one of his followers, Simon the leper. And this is a beautiful story. As he is there, this woman comes and she brings this very, very expensive perfume and she pours it on Jesus. Why? Why is she doing this? Well, Jesus actually explains that she's doing it to prepare him for his burial. What does this mean? Well, it seems to me that this woman was one of the few that was actually listening to what Jesus said. That she actually heard him when he was talking about dying soon. And that she wanted to do something special for him before he died. All of his other disciples keep saying, "No, no, no, you're not going to die, Lord." This woman does it, though. She gets it. And before he actually dies, she wants to do something special for him. Rather than waiting and saving this perfume for when he's actually being buried, she wants to use it while he is awake, while he is alert and there, to show him how much she loves him. So, what can we learn from this? Well, I want to be like that woman. I want to be willing to give something to show my love for Jesus. And sometimes it costs things. It could cost a wide variety of things. It may cost me time. It may cost me money. It may cost me any number of things that I give up to show how much I love Jesus. I do things to serve him. I do things to serve other people in his name. But the sacrifice is worth it because we are worshiping Jesus. It's interesting, in the Old Testament, there is a place where David, the king, is getting ready to make a sacrifice to God. And someone else offers to give him the animals to sacrifice, the place to sacrifice, and he says, "No, let me pay for it. Because I do not want to make an offering to God that costs me nothing." And I think this is the attitude that we should have. Very often we are not generous with God. We give him what is left over. We give him just a little bit. God wants us to be willing to give him everything. Now, in other parts of the Bible, it says that this perfume could have been equal to a year's wages. It was very expensive. But she did this to show and demonstrate her love. And Jesus was honored and touched by her sacrifice and what she did to worship him. Now, shortly after this, one of the disciples decides to betray Jesus. And that's Judas. The Bible never really specifically comes out and says why it is that Judas turned against Jesus. He had been one of the 12. He had been with Jesus. He had seen all the miracles. He had listened to this teaching. He had spent time with Jesus. Unlike many other people that had followed, he was one of the members of the 12 that was closest to Jesus. And yet he still turned against Jesus. And I think part of it is that he didn't understand who or what Jesus really was. He didn't get why Jesus was here. And maybe when he saw this waste of money, he was greedy and he thought, if this is how Jesus is going to be, then I don't want to follow him anymore. Or maybe he was trying to do something else, that he wanted Jesus to become the king. And he thought, oh, if I betray Jesus, the crowd will rise up and force him to be king, and Jesus will become the king, and I will be one of his servants, and my life will be better. It doesn't say why he did this. All we know is that he turned against Jesus, and he was paid for it, and so maybe money was part of it, that he was like, okay, I want more money. Honestly, I don't know. I don't understand how someone could spend that much time with Jesus and see his miracles and still not believe. But I think this still happens today. There are many people who learn about Jesus, they learn about the Bible, they read it, but something in their hearts doesn't submit, doesn't surrender, and doesn't give to him. And so eventually they turn away. They're not true believers. They're not true followers of Jesus. They are following him for selfish reasons, because they have to, because it's part of their culture, for whatever reason. But eventually they come to a point where they decide other things are more important to them than following Jesus. And so Judas chooses to betray him. I think for me, the challenge here is making sure that I truly believe, that I put Jesus before everything else, that I never, even in a small way, let something else become more important than Jesus, whether it is money, that here Judas would rather have the 30 pieces of silver than follow Jesus, or whatever, that while I might not be the one to betray him and say, oh, here he is, kill him, sometimes in life, we do make small decisions and sacrifice serving Jesus for something different. Or we choose to not do what we know that he wants us to do in order to have something else. We put other things ahead of him. And I think that is a similar betrayal to Judas, that even though it may not be that we are betraying him to his death, we are still not putting him first in our lives. And so that is the warning that I get from this, that we must be careful, that Satan will tempt us to put other things first, even if we have been close to Jesus and been watching Jesus. We must let the belief and faith in him be at the center of our lives, that everything else goes around that. All of our decisions are based on that alone, that he is first. And so I think today, looking at the two different people, we have this woman who gives up something so valuable and precious to worship Jesus. She gives up this perfume that's worth a year's wages. And then we have Judas, who gives up Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Which one are we? And it's probably on a much smaller scale. But what do we choose first? Do we choose to give up things to worship Jesus? Or do we choose to give up Jesus to get things? Whatever those things might be, money, a job, a position, fun, entertainment. When we put other things ahead of Jesus and seek those things instead of Jesus, we have a problem. Let's put Jesus first in everything. Let's pray. Lord God, help us not hold tightly to the things of this earth, but we be willing to give up whatever it takes to follow you. Help us willingly and joyfully give so that we can worship you, like this woman gave this perfume as an act of worship and love for you. Lord, we love you, and we want to show and demonstrate that love in real ways. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us to always put you first and never put anything else above you. For, Lord, you truly are worthy of any sacrifice, worthy of anything that we would give to worship and follow you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.